what I've got. I've printed this sucker out, and I've wrestled with it. It's quite something. It really is. It's amazing. It is the most profound piece of work I've ever read, and I've read a lot. I think Jeremy is a having never met the man, I think he is honestly a living prophet. I think he's, I would love to meet him one day, in fact, I really would. But I stumbled across it maybe 18 months ago or something like that. And it was gripping, confronting and gripping. I'm very aware of the fact that a lot of people have found it confronting, and I'm certainly one of them. Alarming and confronting and difficult and as a concept to get your head around. But it's been an interesting journey. It's been a very interesting journey, and it has been for all of us, I'm sure. I'm still, we're all still on the journey, but I'm certainly committed. And I think it is honestly a work of pure genius. I think the man has the depth of his knowledge and the resources that he is able to draw upon to put this thing together. You know, it is honestly a piece of genius because of his ability to draw upon the resources of his brain. His brain is alarming, clearly. To be able to draw the Plato, the Bible, and then Jim Morrison and Bono, and put it all in perspective, it is honestly an astonishing piece of work. I think more than anything has to be realised that the man is incredible.
I think Jeremy would be the first to tell you that he's by no means a genius. He basically thinks very simply and is not affected by the human condition. But you're right, it is an incredible thing that he's worked out. I remember the first time I read it, the reaction I had was something similar to the way you just described it. It was just absolutely, it was just like someone sort of pulled the blinds down and everything was quite clear.
Young woman who wants to become a psychologist, and I've encouraged it because in my innocence have said, well, you're going to need psychologists because the world's getting crazier and crazier, and that was before I read, this book, and had the insightfulness, shape my perspective, which it has done clearly. And I've encouraged her to read it, and she hasn't. I'm saying, listen, if you read this book, you don't need to go to university. But she's still going to go to university because I think, it takes time. I've read this book in earnest, and I really have, as we all have, using it, as a tool to, think about our own lives. Using this wonderful information, it's an incredible tool for life. It's like the toolbox of life, and putting it into perspective. And so, when I read this book, I was really amazed. I think, as we all did, you go through it, you're thinking about your own situation, and you're scratching stuff down and writing notes and trying to remember it, and then you forget it and try to find that stuff again that you read. Like any book, it has such an impact on you that you want to remember it, but the human brain is limited, to an extent that you don't remember it. You have to sort of, and getting older doesn't help.
The beauty of it is too is there's this, I keep dragging this picture out because it's my favourite thing, just about. The ability to think that this information gives you is the ability to think sort of on a macro level, and that is actually the answer to, you know, that's the answer to the problem. So being able to think, which basically people say that in their day-to-day, think macro or outside the box or whatever, no one can actually do it, but they, you know, they sort of know that it's the answer. I just always think about everything that we talk about every day, the pain, the suffering, all of it belongs. Our own psychosis, our own problems, our own, the way we deal with everything belongs in this mess in the middle here. But and until now, that's where it has stopped, you know. But now we've got this potential. Because of this information, it actually gets us out of there and starts to look to the future. There's a sort of a temptation there, and a normal one as well, to try and repair ourselves and you know, really get to the bottom of our own psychosis and all that sort of thing. But the beauty of what we're sort of doing now is that we could do that, and we could individually spend the rest of our life trying to do that, and we might get somewhere right at the very end, you know. But the beauty of it is we just, you know, the way to really, you know, the way to heal the world is to get this information out there. And the best way to get it out there is just is to understand it enough that we know it's true, and then, you know, and live in support of that understanding. I mean, it's quite, like you said, it's the most profound thing you've ever read.
You know, the concept of Jeremy being, you know, an innocently outside of the human condition, it's almost like he was flying above it, looking down, going, ah, what are you doing? Why are you guys fighting? Like, you know, there's England, and there's, you know, there's France, and there's Iraq, and, you know, and it's a wonderful perspective for me to think about all these people interacting and loving and hating and having sex and, you know, fighting, and it's a sort of interesting parallel, I suppose, you know, what I see Jeremy has done to planet Earth. You know, he's looked at it with just such clarity.
Thankfully, we've got a future, an exciting future to look forward to, where, you know, I mean, that's the only thing that brings any relief to anyone's situation is being able to understand the human condition. So thank God we're at this point.
thank Jeremy.
Yeah, exactly.